The fall band concert is coming up Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. In the studio is Doug Fletcher. Good to have you.
Hello.
This is a really fun program, and it's that sort of end of the season. I see some holiday selections, and I see some really fun, wonderful composers, Joseph Curiali, Frank Tekeli, living composers, Henry Fillmore. How is it to put this program together?
Well, the students have been working ever since our first concert, which was middle of October, and we've been preparing for this final concert of this semester. And it's a very varied program, both with Professor Bodoni doing the gold band and I conduct the black band. We have 90 members in gold band, 98 members in the black band, so they're both very large concert bands. And the students have been working hard, and I think it's going to be an excellent program on Sunday.
And it's one of those great things that you guys are performing at the Long Center, which is just a really wonderful space. Does that make a difference?
It certainly does. It's a wonderful place to play. We're very fortunate as a community to have the Long Center, and we just really enjoy going there and performing.
Tell me a little bit about the bands, because I know as this land-grant university that we're here at Purdue, there's not really a school of music, but, you know, football season's been very busy, and now concert season's upon us. Tell us a little bit about the students in your group.
Sure. These are students that they are not in the All-American Marching Band, so they're non-marchers, and some of them, you know, by choice. Some perhaps were not selected for the All-American Marching Bands, but we want to provide an opportunity for all students to play that want to play. Of course, we have over 900 students between the All-American Marching Band, the two fall concert bands, the two orchestras, and the jazz band. So over 900 students currently performing. And we really are proud of that and glad that students elect to continue to play their instrument.
And I imagine, I know you've had a great experience conducting and playing yourself, that this sort of thing, even though they're not music majors, that these students are learning all sorts of skills that probably apply to other classes in life in general.
Absolutely. That's the nature, I think, of music, is it helps teach skills and reinforce skills in other areas, and also life skills, I often say, that I think music helps to develop.
It's also a busy time of year, so the semester's ending. We have the holidays upon us, but this is one of those things you don't have to have a ticket. Just come and enjoy the concert. What do you recommend to folks what would you say to encourage them to come to the concert someday?
Well, again, I think there's a wide range of variety, and they'll certainly hook on to something I think they'll enjoy. We do have a Christmas selection program. The final piece, it's very crafty. It's called Minor Alterations. It's composed by David Lovren he's one of the saxophonists and staff arranger for the Dallas Winds. He's taken all of these Christmas carols, familiar, happy Christmas carols, and he's placed them into minor keys. And it's really quite crafty. It's actually comical in spots, and I think people will enjoy that. We've decided to close our concert with that particular selection. So it's a free concert, parking along the street or at the garage there, because there is some construction right now there in front of the Long Center. So get there a little early. Certainly, I think would be a very enjoyable concert.
Douglas Fletcher is my guest, and the fall concert bands are performing Sunday afternoon, 2:30 at the Long Center. The program is both the gold band and the black band. When you guys choose these works like Frank Tekeli or, you know, something like Henry Fillmore, this is probably something, as you said, you started in October, that it's nice to see that change, even from day one back in September to now. Has probably been a really fun journey to go through and rehearse these works.
Absolutely. These students rehearse twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3:30 to 5:20. However, we rarely have everyone there for every minute. We do help the students with their course conflicts, so often we'll have students leaving the rehearsal or coming in late. You know, it's the nature of the beast that we have here, and we want students to continue to play their instrument. So we offer some flexibility in terms of the attendance to rehearsals. You start out and we've got, you know, just a few weeks to prepare, and they certainly come a long way in a short amount of time.
And I imagine it's that time of year where things are coming up in finals and this concert, the jazz festival that's coming up in January, and then, you know, the whole other programs. You guys are probably already handing out music for next semester's concerts and thinking about that sort of thing.
Well, that's true. However, for a second semester, we split into six concert bands. So all the students are in the All-American Marching Band. You know, there's 386 students there, and we'll place those in. And we've had that audition process already. So we split into six concert bands. bands during the spring term.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of music, isn't it?
And then still the two orchestras and all the jazz groups. So, you know, yes.
Wow. Well, we hope you'll come back and tell us about those this next semester.
Oh, absolutely.
We look forward to
the concert. We have some great things planned for spring semester.
Oh, awesome. Where can folks find out more about this concert?
Well, they should visit our website, thepurdue.edu/bands.
Awesome.
We always have concert information available there.
Yeah, and I think I follow you guys on Facebook as well.
Yes, we have Facebook pages. So absolutely.
Well, Doug, it's great to meet you and look forward to Sunday's concert.
Thank you very much.